Farm Bureau studies potential new policies. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox. The nation's largest farm organization is gearing up to make new policy decisions for the new year. American Farm Bureau's Jonna Miller has more.
Farm Bureau presidents from all 50 states and Puerto Rico met in Washington, D.C. to sort through all the new policy proposals recommended by members of the organization. The results are a report to the voting delegates at the organization's annual meeting coming up in January. American Farm Bureau President Bob Stallman says that grassroots effort is a source of pride for Farm Bureau members.
That process gives us a lot of credibility in the Congress as we move forward to try to implement legislation to assist farmers and ranchers. It gives us the credibility because members of Congress know that their constituents down at the local level have been involved in this process and had an opportunity to weigh in. And when their constituents come to see them and talk about the reasons that they need these policies and that those policies are the ones being promoted by AFBF, that gives us a lot of clout.
Stallman says the content of a new farm bill proposal for delegates took center stage during the recent discussion.
We worked very hard to come up with a clear direction, and that clear direction was established around a program called Systemic Risk Reduction, which is a new policy proposal and a new way of providing a safety net for agriculture in an environment where we will not have as many budget dollars.
Dairy policy, regulatory issues, even wild horses and burros were part of the discussion, as was the ongoing debate about immigration.
We also talked about the importance of having federal authority over immigration law. There's been a lot of concern about what's happened with the states like Arizona and Alabama and Georgia and passing state laws and trying to preempt federal law. And so we're concerned about that.
The next step is for Farm Bureau members to debate and vote on the policy proposals at the annual meeting in Honolulu next month. Jonna Miller, Washington.
Tennessee Farm Bureau President Lacey Upchurch, part of that group. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.